The Thomas Fire can be remembered in many ways. There are the numbers, those who died, the buildings lost, and the acres burned. There's the emotional toll for those who lost their homes or were evacuated for days. But there's also the stories of resilience, neighbors helping neighbors, people opening their hearts to others in need, people they didn't even know. A new book released just in time for the fire's first anniversary looks at the blaze through the experience of one community, Ojai.
The fire started on Monday night, and my husband and I were evacuated because we live right below Dennis and Grade, and it was in Upper Ojai, so they thought it would come down here. And almost immediately, I was noticing just the beautiful writings on Facebook. People were posting poetry and reflection, and I decided I wanted to collect the writings in one place, and I created a Facebook page called Writing from the Fire. And the idea was that if there were enough writings and there was enough feedback and support, I would create a poetry book.
Elizabeth Rose says she discovered another Ojai resident, David Temple, had a similar idea, so the two decided to partner to create a book.
Dava posted online that she was wanting to collect photographs and make a photography book, a coffee table book. So I emailed her and I said, either you read my mind or I read yours. Let's do this together. Let's do this project together.
Neither of the authors and editors lost their homes, but they relived the disaster every day as they worked on the project. After 9 months of work, the result is From the Fire, Ojai Reflects on the Thomas Fire.
We received almost 900 submissions, photographs, and there's over almost 50 interviews. And so we had a lot of material. It's a much bigger book than I envisioned. I envisioned a book about half this size, so it's 200 pages. We wanted to first establish what the Thomas Fire was for people who may not have been in the area and didn't know about it. And then we go from there through a kind of chronological story. The chapters are, you know, from the flames into the ashes. Our community comes together in celebration of regrowth.
David Temple is the book's co-author.
I think what really spurred me to want to make this book was seeing how much was being lost. And there was a really deep desire to hold on to what could be saved and to kind of capture some of these outpourings that were happening on social media, largely of love and support, and also just the beauty of the human spirit that really flowered here during the fire and then in the aftermath of the fire and seeing how our community came together.
Temple reads part of a poem in the book written by Emily Berger.
Love will have you relinquish everything at some point, full-bodied emptying before the filling. How fire moves from roots to trunk and exhales at the top. How lungs do in a clear sky dream when you take an inhale deep enough to turn green with hope. You will all push up through the wreckage and grow and die and be something important in between.
The book sells for $28.95 plus tax and shipping. All of the profits go to the Greater Goods Relief Fund, which helps people still struggling with the impacts of the Thomas Fire. What do the authors hope that people take away from the book?
It was a means of expression for people to put it out there. And then this book is any town that faces a natural disaster and any town that faces grief and loss. The biggest thing about it is that it shows people that they're not alone in that experience.
Elizabeth Rose reads the final passage from the Fire.
This is Paul Bergman, and he's the pastor at the Ojai Valley Community Church. He writes, "When I saw the green coming back out of the ashes, that cycle of life, death, rebirth that plays out in the seasons, it was playing out right here. It is a metaphor for life. Life wins, it comes back. It is very powerful for me. Wherever you are in your life, something green is going to come and wrap you up and grow in love."
In Ojai, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.